Progressive Voice of Minnesota, Doug Padgett in 4 o'clock here on Tuesday, July 17th, first day after the end of the Trump presidency. Heard a great line yesterday. Heard John Meacham, that cat that's always on MSNBC and sometimes is find himself over on NPR and those kinds of places. He's a historian, and he had a great line. He said, while watching Donald Trump's press conference today with Vladimir Putin, now we know how this presidency is going to end. It's a great line. Now we see it. Now we know how it's going to end. And it's going to end a little something like this. The president of the United States, buddying up, chumming up with, partnering up with Vladimir Putin is going to be the end of it all. Now, will it come soon enough? And here, I might spend a little time on this one today because I've been a little obsessive, Hunter. I've been a little wound up.
Yeah?
I got to tell you. First of all, I had a very, very exciting and long weekend in North Carolina. I was at a music, art, spirituality festival that I was working at. And, so drove to North Carolina, had this whole festival, drove back. And yesterday, driving back, I was listening to Donald Trump say that he doesn't know why Russia would have ever interfered in our election. Just he's a little puzzled, a little puzzled. And I freaked out and whipped up a couple of actions today over at our representative's office. And if people want to check it out on Facebook, you can search for Minnesotans Demand a Response from our representatives. Trump and Putin. So we had people go to Keith Ellison's office. I was there. We had people go to Tina Smith's office. We had people go to Eric Paulson's office. We had people go to Amy Klobuchar's office. I was also at that one. I'll tell you about that a little bit later. And so I got all wound up about this Trump Putin thing because we have stepped over the Rubicon. It's that was it. That was the moment that you realize he has absolutely no capacity to be the president of the United States. It's totally and completely off the rail. But anyway, I'm a little wound up about all of that, and I really think we need to do something about it. And here's the angle that I want to take for our conversation today here on, you know, the Minnesota's Progressive Voice. What is Minnesota going to do about it? If you've been listening as I've been filling in and now sitting in here regularly at 4 o'clock, I'm a big booster of Minnesota. I mean, I'm born and bred. I'm pure through and through. I had a 2-year stint that I had to do too long in Texas, but got right back to Minnesota and been here 50 of the 52 years of my life other than a big long vacation in Texas. I'm a pure Minnesotan when it comes to my allegiance, when it comes to my sensibilities. Question is, will the representatives from Minnesota, Senator Tina Smith, Senator Amy Klobuchar, Representative Keith Ellison, especially these three, what are they going to do about this? Is it going to be another hand-wringing? Is it going to be another cut-and-paste a statement that says, I couldn't be more disappointed in the words that came out of the president's mouth? He is a bad boy. He should act better. I'm very disappointed in him. I wish he was different. And my jaw is on the floor. I don't know what to do about it. Fill in the blank with whatever most recent thing he said. Because that's what they've done so far. I'd encourage all of the listeners to call Tina Smith's office, like I did yesterday, and ask what her statement is. And they're good to read it to you. Very nice people. These are Minnesotans through and through. They're good, salt of the earth, light of the world kind of people. And the statement is something along the lines of, Donald Trump is a very bad person. Said really bad things. I wish he had said something different. I can't believe it. I'm going to now go wring my hands in frustration and do nothing about it. Well, here's the thing, Minnesota politicians. You have been elected to represent the peoples of Minnesota. As senators, you represent the entire state. As congressional representatives, you represent your constituencies in the state. Your job is to speak on our behalf. This is what your role is. And your role is to speak back to the people that you represent. Because all the rest of us, all the people on Facebook and on Twitter and yelling over their backyard fence to their neighbor and commiserating over a third glass of wine at night because they feel like the country's under attack, because they feel like the president could be a Russian asset, because they feel like the president has no capacity to be controlled. All of us, all the other citizens, all the other persons in the state of Minnesota, we have to wait until November 2020 to do something about Donald Trump being the president of the United States. We had a swing at it on November 8th, 2016, this country. And now we have to wait our turn before we get to vote again. But you, Senator Klobuchar, Senator Smith, Representative Ellison, you are among the 535 people who our Constitution has said make up an equal branch of government and have the ability to do something about this. We don't have the ability to do anything about it. You have the power, the position, and the responsibility to do something about it. And if you don't do something about it, that's a dereliction of your duty. Now, you can tell us, and this is what I've asked. When I was down at Senator Klobuchar's office today, I met with a couple of other very nice staff people. I got to tell you, these Minnesotans, just through and through every time, really good people, super pleasant to be with, very helpful. We said, can you just ask the senator, does she believe that what Donald Trump did yesterday was colluding with the Russians? Because I watched him. I watched the video. If he didn't collude in the election in 2016, he was colluding yesterday in Helsinki. So he stood there and said, I don't know who to believe, but you know, he's real strong. He's real forceful. I don't know why it would be him. Now, we'll get into this later today. Today, Donald Trump is saying, oh, I should have said, I don't know why it wouldn't be him. See, I was just standing there and he was just so powerful and so strong. And I was so flummoxed that I just said would instead of wouldn't. And you know how that happens. You get a little tongue tied when you're just feel your heart pitter pattering or whatever his bizarre excuse is. We'll hear it in a future segment here. But the senators and representatives from the state of Minnesota, the very fine state, the state that should be leading the country, leading senators, leading Congress people that are head of the DCCC, people that are on MSNBC, people that are charging out in front, they are our leaders in the Senate and in the Congress. And where are they on this question? And here's what I pose to them, and I pose it to all of you to ask your senator and to ask your congressperson. Am I off my rocker here? Did I fall off the rocker and now I'm sitting on the porch? Did I slip slide out of my rocker where now I think that the president violated his oath of office? That I think that the president was in live real time saying, if I gotta pick between the United States and Putin, I'm gonna pick. I gotta go with Putin. He's real strong. If I'm the one who thinks, isn't that the kind of thing that you would impeach someone for? Now, I've been hearing this from people for a day and a half now. All the reasons why we should have impeached other presidents. Not a kind of guy that wants to rehash those conversations. I think you could make an argument why we might have impeached a number of other presidents. But this one's on our watch, our time, on our day with these senators and these congresspeople. And this is their moment to not just be thrown in the trash heap of history of another Congress that didn't utilize its power and its ability as an equal branch of government representing its people. So my question to them was, have I slipped off the rocker here? And if so, if Senator Klobuchar, if Senator Tina Smith, if Keith Ellison, if you say to me, this is not the kind of thing that I want to say impeach the president over, then just say it. But here's what I'm afraid you're doing, senators and congresspeoples. I think you're expecting that we are going to be your voice calling for impeachment while you get to be the reasonable one. And we have elected you to fill a slot to represent our voices and or to inform us if we've gone awry. So how about a little public service to those of us who've lost our bearings here and think that we are living in a time in which the president of the United States is compromised by the Russian government. I mean, just pause for a moment and consider that. And we're not drawing this conclusion because we've dug around and found some old email or some bizarre conversation that he happened to have back in 1987. It's because of what he said yesterday. This is not, we've put the pieces together like some Columbo episode. This was literally watching the guy say it. If I hear from Dan Coats, but I got Vladimir Putin, and if I got a pick, I'm going with the Poot. In addition to just, losing my bearings here, I really do want our congresspeople and our senators to say, calm down. Here's why I don't think I should use my power that I hold as a congressperson or as a senator to call for impeachment. So I've asked the senators to call in, trying to set that up, doing all we can. If you don't know what else to do, call them and tell them to get on AM 950 at 4 o'clock on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or next Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday if they're so busy that they don't have a minute to give a call in. AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Waiting on calls from Klobuchar, Smith, and Ellison. We'll be back here after the break on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Tom Hartman here telling you that solar energy isn't just for environmentalists. Switching to all energy solar is actually perfect for reducing your carbon footprint while also saving money on your monthly electric bill. The fact that solar panels cause no earth-harming emissions while it's producing energy is a bonus. Who in the world could object to that? But they can also help you save money month after month for decades. And they do it with a clean footprint. So go green and start saving money today by visiting allenergysolar.com.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at Victor's1959Cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
I'm John Peterson, and at Ferndale Market, we are proud to provide our free-range turkey to local restaurants and natural food stores. One of our partners since the beginning has been Birchwood Cafe, and we're excited to announce a new partnership product, the Birchwood Turkey Burger Patty. Made from their popular turkey burger recipe, using our antibiotic-free turkey and Birchwood's local and organic ingredients. Put an end to bland turkey burgers. Find this and all our Ferndale turkey products at your local co-op or natural food store. Visit FerndaleMarket.com.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
You have lots of choices in the Twin Cities for carpet and air duct cleaning, so don't just call the cheapest cleaners because you think you're getting a deal. You'll pay for it. Call Zero Res with their Gotta Love It guarantee, where they'll work to make you happy, whatever it takes. Schedule your carpet cleaning today and get the Zero Res Summer 3-Room Special. And this month, you can save $50 when you get your air duct Zero Res clean. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMN.com. Zero Res, spell it backward or forward, it spells the same.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around, check us out online, and when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
night I sat him up behind the wheel, said, son, take
a God, that's a good song. Just every time. Every time. No matter how bad that day can be. Hey, it's a beautiful day out there here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the surrounding area. It's a perfect summer day. July 17th, the first day of the end of the Trump presidency. It all comes to an end now. It all comes to a slow, steady slide. I think it's... I'm overly optimistic. This is what people who are in deep depression do. They become overly optimistic about getting out of the hole, getting dug out of the hole. Hey, Randy, you've been holding on for a while. Thanks for putting up with that entire rant that I had. Randy, how you doing?
Yeah, it's been interesting listening. I'm doing pretty good.
Thank you.
You know, I've been kind of listening to all the different TV channels and radios.
Uh-huh.
Listen to everything that's going on, and I'm thinking to myself, man, people almost think that the world's coming to an end. And when we had Barack Obama colluding with Iran, giving them boatloads of money,
sure,
tons of guns, the whole thing going down there, we didn't think we... Well, I'm sure some people...
No, because it's not the same, Randy. But, that's why. It's because, see, those two things are not the same. The reason people didn't lose their minds is because the president was not colluding with Iran.
Well, you could look at it however you want. I mean, do we have any proof that Donald Trump is so-called colluding?
Yeah, yesterday, Randy. Randy, you call in a lot, and I appreciate you calling. I want you to call every day, so I don't want to be overly snarky. But, yes, yesterday, Randy, was the day that it all, like, the idea that on Friday they gave a list of the indicted Russian government officials, and then yesterday Trump said, it could have been a lot of people. Said it again today. Could have been a lot of people. No, your intelligence agencies and the people who work for you and the people that we trust in this government have told us who it is by name, date, and activity. And every time he says it could have been someone else, that is not believing those people because, as he said, I don't know why they would do it. He told me they didn't. Because that is by definition collusion.
I know, but you look at it. I give Donald Trump credit. He's given our intelligence agency a lot more credit than I have. Because I think if you wanted to sit and depend on our intelligence with the things that have been going on, weapons of mass destruction, all of the lies and stuff going on, I think our FBI has got to be at the lowest it's ever been in the history of the FBI, of anyone believing them at all. I have a hard time believing anything that they have to say at this point.
Sure. But Randy, but honestly, if they had come out and said, hey, we think that Barack Obama is in collusion with Iran, and here's what we know, and here's what we found out, I think that there's a whole number of people who right now are saying, I can't believe the FBI, would have totally believed the FBI. I think that if Hillary Clinton had been charged by the FBI, that people would have said, I believe the FBI, right? Like, let's just be clear. I don't think any Democrat, if Hillary Clinton had been charged by the FBI, would have said, oh, do you know what our response is going to be? We don't believe the FBI. They wouldn't do that. And I know you're a man of good conscience, so I know you're being careful on this, but in all honesty, people who have said in the past, she's clearly guilty because the FBI told us, now say things like, I wouldn't believe the FBI about anything. And that just doesn't reflect reality.
Well,
go ahead.
And here's my thought. This is just a thought. I don't have any proof. You don't have nobody.
No, Robert Mueller has proof, and he put it out on Friday. Yes, there is proof.
No, the proof of what I'm talking about is the meeting that they probably had before. That was just the two of them. Nobody knows what went on in that meeting, and I heard some other one talking too on a different channel. And they're saying, what did people expect Donald Trump to do sitting there next to Putin in front of the whole world, call him liar, liar. We got proof you're a liar. And I just don't think that's going to happen. And that's where I think Donald probably is in a tough spot because he's thinking, what am I going to do in front of all these people? We may have had this conversation behind doors and they may have gotten all those things worked out and stuff behind doors because we need to be friends with with Russia.
Okay.
I think we do.
Interesting
They're a huge
point.
Nuclear power.
Interesting point, Randy, and maybe that's true, but here's why I have a hard time swallowing that, because the days before, when he was meeting with NATO allies, he had no problem saying to them, I think you are a foe of the United States. So he can stand right in front of other world leaders and say, I think you are a foe. I think you are cheating us. I think you are treating us badly. NATO is treating the United States very badly. He said it 2 days ahead of time, or before that. He said it when he was in Canada at the G7 meetings. He said it to the leaders there. You're treating us badly. Then he stands with Vladimir Putin, who literally is treating us badly, and says, I think you're a strong leader. So he does have the capacity to stand in front of cameras with world leaders and say to their faces what he thinks of them. And that's what he did yesterday. He told Vladimir Putin what he thinks of him. You are a strong, powerful, believable leader. And he told the leaders of the NATO countries what he thinks of them, which is that they're cheaters and taking advantage of the United States. So it's not that he didn't have the, it's not that Donald Trump was trying to maintain decorum. He was totally and completely honest. Like, this is curious to make an argument that what Donald Trump was doing yesterday was being dishonest in his level of support for Putin. Like, it could be possible, I guess. Yeah.
Is it a lot easier for you if one of your friends, or say your brothers or sisters or whatever, is doing something to you that they shouldn't be doing to you? Is it a lot easier for you to go to them and say, hey, this is what you're doing to me, you're treating me wrong, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But for you to do this to a stranger, now Donald did this to a lot of other different countries that are financially doing things not good to us. They're smaller countries, they're friends. We don't have to worry about them pushing a button and coming on Hinge. Now, Putin, on the other hand, we can certainly worry about him coming on Hinge and pushing a button and causing all kinds of problems. So
maybe you
want to probably deal with a little bit more of a light hand.
I got you. Well, I appreciate that, Randy. I'll sum it up. We're going to run to a commercial break here, but I'll sum it up what I think I hear you saying, that is that Donald Trump has to walk more carefully, more fearfully, more gently to not insult Putin because he doesn't want bad things to happen. If that's the case, then the argument now from the supporters of Donald Trump is Donald Trump is afraid of Putin and is going to capitulate in public and say that he believes Putin on things that he doesn't, simply to appease him, because he does not think that he can deliver the truth and that the United States can handle having the truth be communicated to Vladimir Putin. That is almost more scary to me. That Donald Trump would feel himself to be so weakened and think that the United States is so inept that if he were to honestly confront Vladimir Putin on things that are already in our intelligence agency and in the press, than if he was actually colluding. But Randy, I really appreciate your call. Always, always welcome here at 4 o'clock on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. So please do keep calling. I know we've got a couple other callers. If you can hold on over the break, I'd be glad to talk to you. And then I want you to hear from Donald Trump himself, who said, all this stuff was just because I misspoke. I said would instead of wouldn't. That little contraction has slowed up a lot of world leaders, thrown them right off. We'll be back. AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Everybody, make plans to attend the one and only Powderhorn Art Fair on Saturday and Sunday, August 4th and 5th in the heart of South Minneapolis and picture-perfect Powderhorn Park. Experience and purchase original artwork from more than 230 artists. Spend time with your family and friends creating your own work of art at over half a dozen art stations. And don't forget to grab a bite to eat from over 25 different food trucks. So join us on Saturday, August 4th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or Sunday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or both. The Powderhorn Art Fair is proudly brought to you by Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association in collaboration with the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board, with a generous gift from the Metropolitan Regional Art Council. Again, join us for over 230 artists, 25 food trucks, and 6 arts experiences on August 4th and 5th. So we'll see you there at one of the most local art fairs around.
Brending Electrolysis on Grand Avenue in St. Paul has been a leader in permanent hair removal for people of all skin types and backgrounds for over 30 years, celebrating diversity and priding themselves on finding the right treatment plan for each client's individual needs, regardless of race or gender. Services include electrolysis, body waxing, facials, microneedling, and permanent makeup. Book your 60-minute complimentary consultation, including a 15-minute treatment today, for beautiful, lasting results. Visit BrendingElectrolysis.com.
Summer is the season to clean. For roof, siding, garage floors, decks, and more, Blue Sky Services can help you out. Anything that can be power washed, Blue Skies can safely soft wash. A power washing alternative that doesn't damage your home. So don't wait until it's too late and you need to replace things. Call Blue Sky Services at 651-447-4484. And tell them that you're an AM950 listener to save up to $100 in July only. That is 651-447-4484. Call now to save on July services.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Hey Minnesota, Norman Goldman here. If you haven't spent any time with me, check me out every afternoon, 5 p.m. on AM 950. I'm a lawyer, but I also know a lot about politics. I know about civics. I've worked in politics, worked on campaigns. I'm here to teach law, civics, politics. A little bit of humor. We have silly sound clips. Check out what we're doing every afternoon, 5 p.m. on AM 950, where justice is served. The Norman Goldman Show.
Welcome back, AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Doug Padgett in, 4 o'clock hour. Beautiful day in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the surrounding areas, 434, 82 degrees. That kind of day that you meet somebody and you fall in love just because it's so beautiful outside. And then, you know, there's the political circumstance and situation in the world. It's amazing that you can live in such a...
Kind of like how Trump fell in love with Putin yesterday. Maybe the weather was so nice.
You know, great point, Brett. Maybe he was just struck with Finland's beauty. Speaking of beauty, Harold's on the line from Savage. Hey, Harold, what you thinking about?
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
You can hear me okay?
Oh, boy, I can hear you crystal clear. We've got some top-notch equipment over here.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't even know where to start with Randy and some of these guys. If they can't realize how serious this situation is, then they have really no knowledge of history. I'm a Norwegian immigrant, first-generation immigrant. My father
was in the
Norwegian
to the country.
Underground. He's seen fascism. And these guys will deny and deny and deny. And it's just unbelievable to me how working class people can stick up for this guy still to this day after all he's done, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, Harold, I think you bring up a really good point. And I'm empathetic toward Randy because I've been on the wrong side of issues in my life at times. I'm not saying Randy's on the wrong side, but I've been on the wrong side of issues in my life from where I am now. And... it's amazing what you don't see when you don't see it, right? Sometimes we have known self-created bias, like I'm just not going to look over there. You feel on your back and you can feel you got something back there and you don't even want to turn in the mirror to look at it. Like you're just going to ignore it. So granted, there are a lot of times we do that in our lives. We just ignore the obvious. And then there are times where
I wanted to say was, you know, when they say, oh, he's done some good things. Well, you know, if you think that, you know, destroying the Environmental and Protection Agency and the Consumer Protection Agency, if those are good things, you know, I'm just a working guy. I lost $27,000 when it happened in 2007 and 8. You know, I just don't understand why they think this guy is such a great guy.
Yeah, you know? I hear you, Harold. I mean, there's this whole other argument that I want to fall into all the time, which is just having the dispute about the progressive versus conservative, or sometimes the Democratic versus Republican argument. And Trump has just thrown us into this entirely other stratosphere where this other issue, we can't even talk about a kind of country we want to have on the policy issues and the long-term questions of how we're going to organize ourselves. We don't even get to have those conversations because we literally have to say, I think the president may have committed an act of treason. Like that is, right. And again, this isn't just in, well, I know this is like, you know, the biased media here on the show, this particular 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, right. There's a strong opinion here, but it's just sort of across the board. So Harold, I really appreciate your call and thanks for paying attention and enjoy the day. Hey, Mark, how you doing, buddy? Mark from Fridley.
Hey, Doug, missed you at Solomon's Porch on Sunday night. Well, and Victoria awfully, and the crew held down the fort and did a good job.
Awfully so. Nice to hear that. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, so this is far more complex
than
what people are being led to believe. And we have to look at this in totality because I'm going to try to get through this as quickly as I can.
I want to play something and we can go into this more tomorrow.
The timing of these things, you're asking, or the media and politicians are asking us to trust the people that were responsible for the lies of WMD under W. Bush. And I'm talking about the lying state cabal of John Brennan, of Jim Comey, of Robert Mueller, of Mike Hayden, of Keith Alexander, of Jim Clapper. And those are the people.
Yep.
When you ask a liar if they're lying, you expect to hear the truth. You know, you're fooling yourself. And the media, this is right out of Edward Bernays' handbook, How to Create Conflict and Fear. And there was one thing Donald Trump said that made sense. The one thing he during the election was, why can't we get along with Russia? And trust me, I would rather have detente with Russia than a renewed Cold War, because Russia does not spend 62% of their GDP, of their taxes, on weapons. Russia doesn't have 140 special operations military forces in other countries.
Yeah, I get that.
Russia has 9 military bases.
Sure, yeah, and the United States plays a particular role in the country and has a long history of militarism, of which I'm an anti-military guy. So I'm with you on that. I'm not personally comfortable going down the road of that there are no people, that there are no things on which you can believe the government about anything when it has to do with what they're willing to tell the public. Like the kind of idea that everything has to be suspect and disregarded just puts us in a position in which there's no sense of any kind of collectivism at all. So even if we're having to look past people who have deceived in the past and could be truthful in the future, I don't know that we have any other option than taking a path like that.
Okay. Well, I want to read something directly from the words of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein that he gave on Friday, July 13th, that the media and the politicians and everybody have disregarded. And it's regarding the Defense Department or the Justice Department indictments. Now, you can indict anybody. You can indict somebody without evidence. You can indict anybody without any factual basis. And it's attacked. And it can be very dangerous. But this is the quote that the media on both sides and all the politicians and all the pundits seem to be ignoring. And this is his direct words. There is no allegation in this indictment that any American citizen committed a crime. There is no allegation that the conspiracy altered the vote count or changed any election result.
Right.
Now, that would not be what seems to be the consensus of everybody screaming that it was the Russians. You know, and again, if you're going to look at who has a history here of overthrowing elections, and you know, installing coups or what really happened in Crimea, Ukraine. There's a there's a cover of Time magazine in 1996, and it has Boris Yeltsin on the cover, and he's waving in an American flag.
Yeah.
And it said the secret story of how American advisors helped Yeltsin win.
Yeah, right.
So
Look. I mean, this is the thing that Putin should have said, could have said, would have said was, look, countries like ours, we're influencing elections all over the place. So does the U.S. It's the idea that they're denying it. Now to Rosenstein's indictments that he read, I think it's really important. I think what he was doing there was saying this set of indictments is tight. There, he wasn't saying that this set of indictments is not going to lead to any Americans being charged. He's not saying that these indictments are not going to lead to a conclusion that there was a vote count change. He was saying, and I think very exacting, and I am familiar with those statements because I watched them carefully, that these indictments are not accomplishing that. So I it's, and I'm really glad you brought it up because I think people like you who listen carefully and who pay a lot of attention to the history are really important for, some people who don't have the opportunity to pay attention at quite the same level. Mark, always appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for the call. All right, Brenda from Carver. How you doing, Brenda?
Hi. Pretty good. I have a couple comments. After listening to Randy earlier, I couldn't believe how so many people can be so accepting of what is happening in our government.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the scariest time, and I'm over 60 years old, and I've seen a lot in my time. I've never seen a president of the United States throw our people under the bus like Trump just did.
Yeah.
And this, to me, smacks of collusion. The words that came out of Putin's mouth said, yes, I did meddle in our elections. He said it, repeated it, and repeated it. So what is the matter with these people that can't understand what is happening to the United States now?
And Brenda, I really appreciate that. And this is the question that I was driving in a car yesterday with my wife. We were listening to this and, you know, saying the things you're saying to each other. And so we started to say, well, we actually can't do anything about it, but our senators can. And our representatives in Congress can, they can actually do something about it. And this is why I'm asking people to call to Klobuchar's office, call to Tina Smith's office, call to Keith Ellison's office, and ask them if their representatives or if their senators are going to conclude, as you are, that this is collusion, that this is something else. And if they tell us, look, no, it's not. Here's why. Then we can learn from people who we trust. I mean, at least for me, I don't know much about Tina Smith. I can't get a hold of her. You know, don't have much of history.
But I totally agree. But I saw it with my own eyes how Trump just totally trashed the United States of America. To me, that means right there, he does not deserve to be in the position he is in. We need him impeached.
Yeah, I agree. And if we have to wait
after
until
all the things that he's done to women and said and the lies every day, he's got to go.
Got to go. I think you're right. I think we got to free him up to let him go do whatever it is that he's good at, because it's not this. In fact, one of the things I just want to say to him, any way I can get it to him, is, you know what? Just resign. Just quit.
Yeah.
Just finally say, you know what? This whole thing is a total disaster. And I don't want to do it anymore. And you don't even have to have a reason. You could just say, I'm turning things over to Mike and I'm walking out. Like you can quit. I mean, this is actually good career advice for everyone. You can quit your job.
It would be the best thing ever.
Yeah. You can just quit. Like don't even put yourself through all this any longer. Remember when he made that little joke a while back when somebody had quit and he said, boy, you know, you're kind of the lucky one. I wish I could do that. Well, take yourself up on that promise. You got enough money. Not after you pay all your debts to probably all the oligarchs that you owe, but you know, you got enough to get along for a little while here. Just go do something else. Like,
I truly believe he never felt he would win.
No.
And after when he pulled with, hey, Rush, are you listening?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know damn well he was colluding with Russia all along. And I sure the heck hope Mueller finds it, because if he doesn't resign, he needs to go to jail.
Hey, that's Brenda. This is Doug Padgett on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We'll be back here after the break. And calling our senators, our congresspeople, you call them during the break, would you? Look up their phone numbers, give them a call, and ask them where they stand on this. If you're the one that slipped off your rocker, or if they've got something to say. AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of the Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to 1. On my next show, I will be talking with attorney Kaylin Bedker about several topics, from trusts to medical assistance, and why you need to be aware of these legal concepts and how important they are in planning for elder care issues and end-of-life healthcare. Please join us this Saturday from noon to 1 for the new Minnesota Hospice and Healthcare Show. Learn more about us at minnesotahospice.com.
Tap Taste and Treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
No matter what your taste, you'll find the music you're looking for at the Electric Fetus. Pick from rock, pop, international, roots music, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Or create your own compilation of favorites with the exclusive Mix and Burn CD station, only available at the Electric Fetus. Dust off your vinyl or just make some space by turning your unwanted music into cash. The used selection changes daily, so check out the new arrivals often. 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
I'm John Peterson, and at Ferndale Market, we are proud to provide our free-range turkey to local restaurants and natural food stores. One of our partners since the beginning has been Birchwood Cafe, and we're excited to announce a new partnership product, the Birchwood Turkey Burger Patty. Made from their popular turkey burger recipe, using our antibiotic-free turkey and Birchwood's local and organic ingredients. Put an end to bland turkey burgers. Find this and all our Ferndale turkey products at your local co-op or natural food store. Visit FerndaleMarket.com.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Monday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. This Monday, our theme is youth and idealism. I'll talk with Molly Pinta, a 12-year-old girl from Buffalo Grove, Illinois, who is single-handedly working to create the city's first gay pride parade. Listen to how a 12-year-old idealist is leading the way for others. Ellie 2.0, engaging and real on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul, or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota, 4:50 p.m. on a beautiful July day here in the greatest states in the Union. I was born in Minnesota, love Minnesota, live here on purpose like a lot of you do. We have our representatives. I've been challenging you to call them. I want to throw out their phone numbers for you. Those of you who don't, you know, start hearing numbers being listed, your mind goes quiet. Just hold on for a second. If you want to call Senator Klobuchar, 612-727-5222. 612-727-5220. I met with some of her staff today. We're trying. I'm imploring them to invite her to come on and chat and tell us where she is on this. I'm a big supporter. I'm a fan, and I also feel like I need to hear her voice. You call Tina Smith over at 651. She's one of those St. Paulers. 651-221-1016. Representative Keith Ellison's office. He's at 612-522-1212. And Keith Ellison can write up articles of impeachment. That's what you get to do in the House of Representatives. That's how it works. The Senate has to convict, but the House impeaches. It's got to start with a resolution. Keith Ellison's office told me when I visited there today that he, in 2017, in December, voted for the impeachment article that was out earlier that year. Waited until November December to do it, but he did it, and I think that means he might do it again. But this time, maybe he could lead it and keep doing your work as a congressman, even while you're looking for other jobs. And finally, you could even call over to Eric Paulson's office. Sent some people over there today. 952-405-8510. You can talk to those folks. I think this matters. It's the greatest state in the union. We should be leading. This is a state of leaders. Our congresspeople, our senators, our national brands, they're national leaders. The nation turns its lonely eyes toward us here in Minnesota. We should ask our representatives to lead on this one. Don't play this one from the edges. And if people like me need to be talked down and understand why our senators or congresspeople are not going to call for impeachment, I would appreciate it, because I feel like they're failing to do their duty. And if that's not true, I'd be glad to hear that. Hey, Melanie, you've got some
thanks for giving out the phone numbers. And I was looking at my list. Did I hear you right? Did you say Tina Smith's number is 651-221-1016?
That's right. That's what I think it is anyway.
Yeah, good. That's okay, so my old ears didn't hear you quite right. So
well, they sound good
fantastic.
From here, those ears of yours.
Do you feel like this is a tipping point where we can get Republicans to join with us? What were you asking Amy to do? We can't expect magic, but maybe this is a tipping point. Maybe this is the Nixon moment where
I think this is it.
Maybe if we all push at the same time, we'll get the car out of the ditch.
See, that's a Minnesota analogy right there. I appreciate that.
I know,
we know how that works.
No, we all push. We rock the car. Maybe now we can.
It's time to rock the vote. Hey, here's what we asked. We asked for Senator Klobuchar to lead. We asked for her to put her voice out there, to at least rise to the level in her condemnation of John McCain, to the level of John McCain, who's a Republican, obviously, and to take it one step forward and to either tell us why she's not calling for the removal of the president or why she is.
McCain speak loudly? I think he spoke, Lindsey Graham
loudly,
and McCain spoke
loudly.
The most loudly against Trump.
I know, this is what I'm saying. I was asking her to join in at that level.
Join, yes.
To join in. Like, don't defer because you're only at 49 senators feeling like you're powerless. You're not powerless. In fact, there are 100 senators. That's all that matters. Their allegiance to a political party is not the most important thing. So I really think that as Minnesotans, we need to lean on our congresspeople and lean on our senators and give them a call and ask them. I think it matters. And I think they need to hear from us and we need to hear from them. So I think that's the request. We want to hear from you on how we should be thinking about this. And we want you to know how we're thinking about it. And I think we're at a tipping point and we'll find out if we are. And I think we live in a we the people kind of society. You know, Donald Trump today decided to walk it back. He sat down with a piece of paper in front of him that was scripted out by his staff. Then he wrote his own hand notes on it. It's kind of amazing. And wrote the words in black marker, no collusion. And the cameras picked up that his notes he was reading off of. And this isn't a big deal, but he misspelled collusion on his own notes. Anyway, on that note, he said, the big problem here is I said the wrong word. When I was trying to say, I've heard from our intelligence agencies and I've heard from the very strong and very convincing Vladimir Putin that he didn't do it, I have to conclude, well, why wouldn't they have? Is what he said he was trying to say. He confused his would and his wouldn't because he got all tripped up on the double negative. Here's the clip of Donald Trump.
I would like to clarify, just in case it wasn't, in a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russian. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative. So you can put that in, and I think that probably clarifies things pretty good by itself.
That is quite literally what a liar says to you. Here's the way you lie to people. First of all, you say, I didn't say that. And then when they say, yeah, you did, you say, well, I didn't mean that. And then when that doesn't work, you say, I didn't mean to say that. Those are the three tricks you got in your bag. That's the order you work them. Didn't mean it, or didn't say it, didn't mean it, didn't mean to say that. That's, he's just working right down the list. Like, his crisis management people came together and said, what if he had said wouldn't? Well, look, go back and listen to the whole thing when he was asked the question in the press conference, and see if the sentence would have made any sense at all. When he said, you know, where's the server? You know, I don't know what to do. To then watch the president, first of all, grovel in front of Vladimir Putin, to say the things he said about the United States, to give away all of his power, then to be given a very clear question. Do you believe the intelligence agencies or do you believe Russia? He could have simply said, I believe the intelligence agencies. Instead, he said, Dan Coats tells me this. Other people say some other things. Not really sure if Putin says that. Like, there were 100 ways to get there that wouldn't have required the use of a double negative. It's now pathetic to watch a president sit and read off of a script and say, literally, the words I said are not the words I meant to say, when all of the words he used made sense if that's what he was trying to say. It's there are different levels at which Donald J. Trump has acted not presidential. This is one of those. Our question on this day, in this state, is will our senators and will our congressional representatives fulfill their oath of office? Will they act like senators and will they act like congresspeople? Because we know the president's not going to act like a president, but we have three equal branches of government. It's time to step up and to be the equal branch of the government as Congress. Senator Smith, Senator Klobuchar, Representative Ellison, they're the three that represent me. We can just talk constituent to representative if you want. Come on the show. Give them a call if they represent you. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Do what you can to enjoy this beautiful afternoon and evening. See you tomorrow.